4HKX and 4ZLK.
ZLK and 0TR.
And 0TR and 4ZLK. Hope you're well.
I'm still kicking. I wouldn't say well. I'm in a lot of pain, but kind of expect that after having surgery, you know. So I ain't complaining. It hurts, but I'm still alive. And that's what counts.
And tonight, I'm trying to remember if I called you last night on the way home or was listening for you. And it wasn't until tonight that I remembered that you probably wouldn't be incapacitated for a couple of days. So it's good to hear you tonight.
It's great to hear you too, Shane. Oh, Bernice watching TV over here. I just wasn't up to it last night, Shane. It was rough, put it that way. Very rough. And, my head ain't working just right yet. It's a lot of anesthetic, you know, for about 3.5 hours. And I'm just happy to be here and be able to say hello to the guys. I had Patrick check me in. I texted him. And that's about the size of it. I haven't been on today but just a little while. And I didn't hear anybody at the time I was on.
Listening to that last night, got home a little late, talking to Beth, and anyway, never got on the net. And then today, I had the radio on, but about 2 o'clock or so, 1:30, I was over by Donaldson Center, 2 o'clock, I guess, and I flipped over to air traffic control and forgot. It was real quiet because it was cloudy. I did hear one plane came in on IFR, but I forgot about it, and it was like 5:30, 6 o'clock, I realized I still had his head over there, so I was wondering why the radio was so quiet.
Yeah, I can't even remember what happened yesterday with the weather, to be honest with you, Shane, but I did go outside for a very, very short time, and walked out to the chicken house for a minute and walked right back in. And that was about the size of my adventures today. Bernice gathered the eggs. And, Tim, he gathered the eggs for me the day before. And, the daughter brought us home from the hospital. And, I'm just happy to still be kicking. I know they just got about a 2-inch hole in my left side back there. You said it would about feel like somebody stabbed you in the back with a Bowie knife, basically. And I guarantee you it did.
So it's not very fun coming off anesthesia either. It feels good while while you're first going under, and maybe when you're waking up a little bit, it's kind of bothersome. They're trying to wake you up, but time you get home and it starts wearing off the next about 24 hours, it can be miserable coming off of that stuff. At least it was for me. I've heard it can be that way for a lot of people. So, but I'm glad you made it, and I won't hold you. And it was good you walked out, let those chickens know you were still in charge, even if you just walked out there and made a presence.
Yeah, I'm happy to be alive. This was probably the most painful one that I ever remember, other than lung surgeries. Those are pretty bad in the old days, because they had to make such big holes. Nowadays, they don't have to make that big a hole. But everything's better now, I'd say. And they got really, really great people down there at Prisma Health at the hospital. All the people were very nice and took good care of me, and I can't say enough. Shane, I'll let you go. and maybe I'll get a thought here in a day or two and start remembering things better. Take care. In force at LK and 0GR73.
Steven, I hope you feel better. I'm thinking about you, and hello, Bernice. You too, have a good evening. And 4ZLK, almost home.
James, hey, and Tom, this is KO4HK. I just wanted to let you know I got your text message earlier today and typed one out and didn't hit send on it.
Under the last of it, Shane, but I'll see you tomorrow, though. So you can fill me in or fill me in now. I just not clicking on all cylinders yet.
Patrick jumped in there and let you know he got your text, and he had a text written out he forgot to send to you.
See, I told you I was drunk from that anesthetic. No, I knew it was Patrick, but I said, Shane, duh. But I apologize for that. Patrick, we'll see you tomorrow.
And Shane, you be careful the rest of the evening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And Tom, you and Miss Bernice have a good evening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow also. KO4HK, I'll be pushing out.
Good night, Patrick.
Send to Patrick that way by calling him me. Talk to you later. And 4ZLK.
You could have been called a whole lot worse. Patrick's a good one. See you guys later. And 0GR.
This is KI4DOA, Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest of promotion of amateur radios, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, W4DJW with one announcement.
Good evening to W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. And you want to go with your announcement now?
Yes, Gary, and do check me in and out. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. I'd like to announce that we do have a shortage. We have had a shortage for a while of net control operators. And in an effort to reduce the overload that we have on the existing net control operators, we don't want to lose the ones we have because we don't have enough. We will be automating some nets in the future. I know it's not desirable, but neither is working our net control operators till they leave. We can't do that. So it's the least of a bad situation, the least. And the way an automated net will go is that before the net starts, everyone will check in to the pre-net check-in. Everyone that wants to check in can use the pre-net check-in to check in. And the net control operator for that evening will be automated and will read off the check-ins. All right, we'll have the preamble, we'll have the recognition, and we'll have the closing. And it won't take long. It'll be a short net. But there will be a net report filed at the end of it. So technically, we will have had a net. It's just not going to be an interactive net. And this is to accomplish two things. One, like I said earlier, is to reduce the load on the existing net control operators. And the second one is to let everyone become aware that we do need net control operators. We did have a couple volunteer last night after this announcement, and they did do some training today. So we are having good success with that, but it's nowhere near enough. We still need more net control operators to volunteer. I'm open for any questions, Gary, if anybody's got any questions. Otherwise, just check me in and tell Joy that Amy and I said hello. W4DJW, back to net control.
Does anyone need any feels on Dave's announcement? Number on that, so we'll count that as a piece of...
Yes, sir, Gary, number one.
All righty, copy to your number one announcement. equipment. But folks, you know, y'all were the ones that make the net. Y'all were the you know, reason we're here every night. We love to talk to you and check you in and all this. But yeah, y'all make the net. If it wasn't for you folks out there in Radio Land, we wouldn't be able to have one anyway. So if you have any ideas or thoughts about being a net controller, it's really fun. Once you get into it, the first couple of times may be a little nerve-wracking, but it's not bad. I started, and Dave started over 20 years ago, and we've been doing it ever since, and we both enjoy it, I'm sure. But thanks for bringing that to the net, and Dave, again, do appreciate you doing that, and hopefully we get some more for younger folks involved in it. We'll go from there. Traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI4DOS. I'll begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent. Remain on the net for the rag chew. This being Wednesday night, the rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those first, and then we'll go over and get our echo link stations. I got a few echo link stations up already, so we'll get these pre-nets out of the way, and then we'll go over and get our echo link. Say good evening to K4ZEW. That's Mr. Ben. He's in Simpsonville. And K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel. He's in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Simpsonville. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ. That's Miss Wendy, they're up in Hendersonville. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt over in Western Greenville County. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up Traveler's Rest. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. And again, we had Mr. Dave, W4DJW. Thank all you folks for being with us tonight. Hope all of y'all are doing well. We'll go over and get our Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echo Link, Cornelius, North Carolina. In and out.
KI4DOS. Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative, negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KG4WNP. That's Mr. Landon. He's up there in Cornelius, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Hope you're doing well. And KO4WTQ, that's Mr. Greg, he's down there in Brunswick, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg, hope you're doing well. And KC4EZN, that's in Washington, North Carolina tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry, hope you are doing well. Thanks for checking in via Echo Link. Now, we got your text message. Let's see here. That's all the Echo Link stations I've got right now, so we'll go over to the RF check in, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont. Both be negative and negative. And with by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals and should be negative and negative.
Yeah, 4DLS. Good evening, Gary, everybody on the net. Please check in N4, NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here, Jim, Juliet, India, Mike. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Check in and out, Gary. Good evening to you and everybody else.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Lorena brings along their daughter, KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle via telephone relay from Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And then we got N4NLR, Mr. Jim, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4. Papa Quebec Alpha. Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all on the net. Negative and negative. Do tell me story that we say hello.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KA4PQA. Mr. Stephen. That's my buddy down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Still got one more Echo Link station up. Jimmy, if you do not have audio capability, shoot me a text message via Echo Link, and I'll get you in my log that way. I need to do it over the phone. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Zulu, KQ4AZ. This is Kevin down in 96. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to all in the net.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KQ4AZ. That's Mr. Kevin. He's down there in 96. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Thanks for checking in with us via Echo Link. Going back to the RF check-ins, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. And Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet, Bill and Calpin. I'll be negative and negative.
4DLS. Hello there, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QOD. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Good to hear you tonight, Tom.
KO4 BWQ. Net control, this is KO4 BWQ. This is Jimmy down in Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4 TRJ, Mr. Bill over there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Bill. Hope you are doing well. And KO4 QLG, that's mother brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And KO4VWQ, that's Mr. Jimmy Van and Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jimmy. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Quebec to Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, and Alan Bra will be negative and negative, but we'll be listening into the swap net tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
This is KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4 STR. That's Mr. Steve. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you are doing well. And W4RMC, Mr. Brian, down there in Tacoma. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Hope you are doing well. And KK4SMV, that's my buddy Dale up there in Ellenboro. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Let's move up now to the Uniform Through Zulu Group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Check in and out, KI4. ZLW Randy. KJ4, CRL Linda. And Ashford.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening, KI4VLW. That's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Please tell Miss Linda we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in out of order. I missed you. N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
DOS. Please check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4 XB, my name's Tommy. Also please check in, Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4 TBD. That's Miss Angela, here in Southern Greenville County. We'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
DOS. Gary, please check in, Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel, that's WB4ZBH. My name's David, I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS.
Joy, everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, portable, no traffic, no table.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's a little slow on the trigger tonight, but we got you in the log air, Tom. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Tom, you're sounding good there, young man. Hope all is well with you. May give you a call tomorrow if that's all right. When I get through recognizing these, if you don't want a phone call tomorrow, come back and let me know. But thanks for being with us again, Tom. And then we got K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy. And his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WM4ZPH, Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well. And KJ4BKI, Mr. Jack up there in a noisy Rock Hill tonight. Had a lot of static, he said, up from Rock Hill. Jack, we got you in the log here, young man. You made the trip fine, and I hope you can hear me. But I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us from Rock Hill. And then we got N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's portable up there in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Hope you are doing well. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope she's doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla, real noisy coming inbound, 73 the net.
4DOS. Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, Terry, Moore, South Carolina. Thank you for running the net.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4AHO, Mr. Doug, down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Doug. Hope you are doing well. And, Doug, I hate that it's noisy on your receive end, but, boy, I tell you what, you're clear as a bell. Sound like you're sitting here in the room with me. But we got you in the log, Doug. You take care down there in Walhalla. And, again, I hope you are doing well. And then we got KR4ACR, Mr. Terry, over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. Any others, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, we'll move up to the Echo Sioux Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Terry and all the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm up here in rainy Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Gary. Please tell Joy Elise and I said hello.
The DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello and hope y'all are doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. But, Patrick, have your eyes gone back to normal after they dilated them today?
Didn't have to have mine dilated today. They've got some kind of fancy machine that doesn't have, you don't have to have that done. So it was just a normal eye exam for me, it seemed like.
Good, young man. I'm glad that you didn't have to have that done. They always do mine, I guess. I'm a little older than you are, so they like to look on the inside and shine that bright light in there. But glad you didn't have to have that part of it done. But glad you got good results and all of that. But again, tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Let's see here. Harry's already checked in. Additional stations, Echo Sioux Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Coming up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be, negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
DOS.
check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a short comment. I hope everybody has had a good day. 7-3.
4-DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Joe, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, and Greer, in and out this evening. Over.
KI-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you were doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And then we got KK4JD. That's Mr. Joe. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary, please check in. Kilo, excuse me, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Duncan. Hope you are doing well. We'll open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
Hewitts. Gary in the net. This is KC-4SKD, Larry. And KG-4ATHS, Rhonda, both in Easley. No traffic, no wreck to you tonight, Gary. And bring along Randall and Charlie, N9TEC, Randall, Asheville, KF4GGF, Charlie, Goose Creek. Hope everybody's having a good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, KC4SKD.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my neighbor Larry, KC4SKD, over here in Easley. Larry, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log. I appreciate you being number 50. And Larry brings along his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda, also over here in Easley. And he brings along his two brothers, N9TEC, that's Mr. Randall up in Asheville, and KF4GGF, Mr. Charlie down in Goose Creek. Appreciate all y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Rhonda, Randall, and Charlie we all said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI-4DOS, KQ-4WHN, Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel, November. I'm Mark, and I'm in Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KQ-4WHN, Mr. Mark over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI-4DOS. Echo Link Station up. Echo Link Station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, Mr. Gary, get me checked in. Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT Richard in Pendergrass. I'll be negative, negative, short time.
Good hearing you call the net, as always.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your lights say good evening, KC4PLT, Mr. Richard, down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Big old long pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, we are thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. A fellow has some 2-meter copper J-pole antennas. He would like $50 each for these copper J-pole antennas. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. Fella has three of the older ARRL handbooks. He has one from 1961, one from 1966, and one from 1971. He said they are in great shape, and he would like $60 for all three of the books. Does anyone need any fields? Item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT1802. That's a 2-meter monobander transceiver. They would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fields? It's a HiL, high CM microphone for ICOM rigs. This mic was made especially for ICOM to work with the ICOM rigs. It comes with the boom. It's got a boom with it. It's complete with a spider suspension, the vibration isolator, the foam wind sock, the cable, and everything. All you got to do is plug it in and play. It's $75. HiL ICM mic for ICOM rigs. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS520S. That's an older HF transceiver. They would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Innovato Quadra. That's a world clock computer. It would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT65 dual band HD. It's brand new in the box, and they would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS50. That's an HF transceiver. It's a mobile transceiver with a matching tuner and a hand mic. It has the wideband mods done to it, so it'll get the work bands. So you get the Kenwood TS50 with a matching antenna tuner with a hand mic for $450. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. It's an MFJ 998. That's a solid-state 1,500-watt antenna tuner. And they would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The map is looking for, got a fellow looking for an MFJ 989 antenna tuner cover. He just looks for the top cover of this MFJ 989 antenna tuner. He said if you had the old works, he would take it, but he just needs the top cover. It was put in a rack mount, and it got the cover all messed up. So he's looking for a new cover for his antenna tuner. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811. Has the 811A tubes in it. He says it was cost new, was $1,400. He said to make an offer. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. Same gentleman has three brand new matched 811A tubes. He said they were $150 new. He said to make an offer on those. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the swap net tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an MFJ 962. That's a 1.5 kW antenna tuner. He said new, it was $269. He said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fields? That concludes the reading of the swap net book. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the swap net book. Had a few new items tonight, so that's always a good thing. I didn't have anybody let me know about anything they've sold or found or whatnot. So we'll leave it as it is for now. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rank you? Call KI4DOS.
Four Echo Delta Whiskey, Eddie Brevard, no traffic over.
I would like to say good evening to N4EDW, Mr. Ed up there at Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well. And Ed, you said no traffic. You going to be here for comments?
But I do not have comments over.
We do appreciate you and hope you are doing well. Hope everything's going good for you up there in Brevard. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rank you, call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit, and I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say again to Mr. Larry, good evening. KK4JBQ and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. Larry, you done checked in and told me you'd be around for comments, so it's your turn on the stump there, young man.
Well, obviously, I got kind of mind warped there. I woke up suddenly. I checked in. I do remember, of course, but I woke up and I didn't remember checking in. But you were, you know, given the last call, so to speak. I've heard it numerous times, so I know it's. I better jump both feet in if I'm going to stick around at all. So that's what could happen if you check in and there's any time left. I don't remember. I think it's you do cover what's on the on the list in the swap net. I didn't hear any of that. I just fell off to sleep. So I'll blame it on that this time. How have you been, Gary?
I did not get a nap today. So I don't blame you for taking you a little nap. But my day was good. I can't complain about anything. Got up this morning and it was not raining, and then a little bit later it got a little shower, which was fine with me. We could use the rain. They're getting those fires contained up there at Table Rock and Persimmon Ridge and other places around the area, as well as the state. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, according to the fire thing, there's a lot of fires all over the state. Most of them are contained, but tell you what, it's amazing how many fires are going on at one time. But the rain has helped the firefighter situation. It hadn't really done a whole lot to put the fires out, but it's cooled things down and dampened things up to where it doesn't ignite quite as quickly. But anyway, I said all that to say I had a good day. Had to go out and go to the store for a little bit, do a little, a few errands while I was out doing that. And Joy and I talked about several different things that she wants done around the house. You brought up spring cleaning last Wednesday night, and so I got my marching orders today, Larry.
Well, I hope what I had to say didn't bring anything on. Or maybe it put you in mind of, the things that are yet to do. Every once in a while, it'll come to me that Donna has said something 2 weeks ago. And you shouldn't let that linger out there for long, you know. Most husbands know this, but in case anybody's out there that never got hitched or hasn't got hitched yet, this is a truism. Don't let something linger out there unanswered, undone for very long. By the time it catches up with you, you just be made to wish you hadn't. And Donna and I haven't had that spring cleaning ultimatum talk yet. It comes in drips and dribbles some years, and in some years it's just, you've talked about it beforehand and you make plans for it. It's still cold out. It's still unreasonable to think about. But then those nice days come, and you probably should spend those days laying in supplies because you just be, here it's washing windows. I hate that. And because we're two stories here and there's not an easy way to get to some of these windows, the way the architecture is of the house, no place to lean a ladder, and I've sworn off ladders. So fortunately, these windows are also those that, it's kind of a complicated way of opening the window from the inside and leaning it so that you can get to the worst of it, on the outside parts. Yeah, that became handy for these tall houses. That's not really a problem, The problem is getting to it, as we all know. But anyhow, have you and Joy made it a list, or at least divided the responsibilities for spring cleaning?
Yes and no. We have made a list, not a big long list as yet, but we don't divide a whole lot. Joy does what she can, and I do the rest. So, Joy's got some degenerative disc in her back, and that limits her to what she can do to a lot of extent as far as that goes. And she's told me a couple of things that she would like for me to get done, and I told her, okay, I'll see what I can do about getting it done. So we'll have to wait and see how that goes. May take me a little bit longer to get it done than she would like, but she won't complain about it as long as I get it done. It's like you said, as long as you can communicate and talk about things and a general reminder, don't forget about this, or did you forget about this, or something of that nature. That keeps peace in the family. So, we do what we can, she does what she can, and I do the rest. So it all works out.
That's good. And if you have been married for any length of time, and I'm talking about decades, you have worked out the worst parts of it by now. Run into it, maybe smack into it, who knows. And have worked out some arrangements that's necessary to do. A young person, and I used to be one of those, a young person does not know to take care of things in that way, to understand and agree and to follow through. This keeps marriages healthy. You might call it healthy. Oh, well, on this click, I think what I'm going to do is mention the phone call that I had yesterday, that I placed yesterday, to my Aunt Bug. Her real name is Pauline. How she got that name, I don't know. Interesting, all that. But she's the last of my mother's family. Really, she's the last. Now, there were two families, actually. My mother's mother, and then when she passed away, my grandfather on that side married again. And altogether, there were 39 children. man stayed busy, didn't he? 39 children. And of all of them, I think, we covered that. She's the last one. She's 90 years old. And yesterday was her birthday. Yes, it was April 1st. And she gets a kick out of that. Every year she gets a kick out of talking about everybody else being the fool. I love my Aunt Bug, I really do. Now, she's a little bit like me, which, you know, it comes to the dangers, especially, you know, I started this conversation knowing that we were going to celebrate in the way that we can, celebrate a 90th birthday. But I sort of anticipated that we'd be on the phone a while because she's like me. And we were on the phone for 2 hours and 43 minutes. I had a ball. We talked about all kinds of things. We talked about things that I hadn't been aware of, like the fact that she used to play basketball in high school. And for years, they had a basketball backboard, you know, the goal for playing basketball in their backyard. And all the neighborhood kids would come and do, you know, just shoot shots into the basket. And she loves it, and she goes out quite often, she says, and just shoots baskets. She is a pimp. Oh, boy. We just had a marvelous time. KK4JBQ.
It is amazing. I'm glad you got to talk to your sister, your aunt, for such a good long while. And the next time you talk to her, tell her that you know someone's son, or you know someone that has a son that was born on April the 1st. And Stephen was, that's my youngest son, and he was 47 yesterday. And his mom called him and wished him a happy birthday and sang to him and all of that she normally does. And, of course, it tickled him, but he's like your Aunt Bug, you know. Everybody else is the April fool, not them. So, but Stephen's wife, my daughter-in-law Heidi, she was born on February the 29th. So she's a lot younger than he is.
That's true. That's true. Well, gracious, that's every fourth year, right? If I recall that correctly. I don't know why, but this kind of thing tickles me to death. I mean, I had a friend in Michigan who was, bless her heart, she was born on Christmas Day. And they celebrated her birthday, her family celebrated her birthday on July 25th. So as not to, you know, have trouble there. And She said it's always worked out ever since. But she did share among her friends. She was a good friend with my girlfriend back then. And I came to know somebody who was born on December 25th. And she had a unique, I thought a unique way of looking at it and take care of that little. Life is not so difficult. You know, it can be made so. I will, you know, I don't want to be thought a crazy man. People can make life difficult. But, you know, if you have troubles, then you have not attended to something, or you've run headlong into something knowing what you were getting into. It's how my mama always put things, you know. If you get into trouble, it's your own fault. You saw it coming, or you should have been watching for it. My mother and my Aunt Bug, consequently, she's kind of the same sort of, she was raised in the same family. They were one child apart. So, you know, they just kept having kids, you know. 39 children. two families, but you know, really, that would be unique, wouldn't it, to have a second family and all these people are half brothers and sisters. Anyway, she talks of them very fondly, and they wear like first family and second family. That's how they're referred to. It's a meaningful way to, you know, have just a good big family. That's just, I don't know another 39 child family. I just don't know one more. That makes my dad's family kind of low in number. There were 16. One died in childbirth, so 15 living. And that was a lot. Back then, they used to have kids to have farmhands later. You know what I'm saying? You know, they had a big farm and a lot of work, and you either had children or you paid farmhands, you know what I'm saying?